children with special needs or learning difficulties. This is Lisa Fogarty. Lisa was the Finance and Promotions Manager. This is Michelle Burke. Michelle was the Secretary and HR Manager. She was also the illustrator for our books. This is Naomi McCarthy. Naomi was the Marketing and Sales Manager. This is Genevieve Ridge. Naomi was the Production and Quality Manager. I will now hand you over to Naomi, who will talk about where our idea came from.
Hi, I'm Naomi. I volunteer in two groups that deal with children with special needs. I saw a gap in the market for books and communication cards for children with special needs. After long discussions, we all felt strongly about trying to improve the already tough life of a child with special needs. In our books, our characters Grania and Nushin go take part in everyday new experiences, such as going to the dentist. And along with our book, we created communication cards. And these help children with communication difficulties communicate with parents, minders, friends, or siblings by simply, for example, like if they're thirsty, they go to the thirsty card and they can get what they want without getting distressed and frustrated. I'll now hand you back to Mary.
For our market research, we carried out a questionnaire. We asked 40 fellow students four questions. The results of our questionnaire were very motivating, as most people thought our idea was very good. I will now hand you over to Genevieve, who will talk to you about how our work was divided.
Because the work task was so difficult, we decided to look at each other's skills and then we divided into each other. Megan, she's very good at organisation, so she became managing director. Naomi was very good at communication skills, so she became marketing director. Michelle was very good at, she's very artistic, and she was very good at timekeeping, so we decided to keep her as secretary, and she also illustrated all the pictures in our books. Lisa was very good at bookkeeping, so she was the finance manager, and myself was up in product quality. And your questions?
We came without our final prize of €5.99 for our storybooks after we researched prices of other storybooks similar to ours. We also chose the price of €4.99 for our communication cards, as we felt that this is a suitable and reasonable price. Michelle will now talk to you about the production of our books and our future plans.
The production of our books took a lot of time and effort. Once the stories were written, I designed a family which we could use for the books. When all of the pictures were carefully illustrated and the backgrounds were drawn, we each helped to colour in the pictures. Lisa will now talk to you about our difficulties and what we learned.
Some of the difficulties we faced was trying to find a publisher to print our books for a reasonable price. Another difficulty we faced was trying to get the book together. Throughout the journey of making our products, we learned how to work well in a team, and we also learned a lot about children with special needs. I will now hand you over to Megan, who will talk to you about promotion.
To promote our products, we set up a Facebook live page. This helped us to spread the word about our products. We also set up a website, www.communicablewebs.com. Here you can see more about our product. Our product was also mentioned in the Tipperary Star, as our product ties in with our Young Social Innovators project, which also has to do with disabilities. I will now hand you over to Michelle, who will talk to you about the future of Communicable.
In the future, we hope to produce more books and sell them to possible customers. We also hope to create an even larger world of imagination and communication for special needs children. And we will continue making learning easy for everyone. We would like to say thank you to our business teacher, Ms. Rossisher, for helping us and stuff. And, what? Oh, and to Iron 14 for all their support.